Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Wednesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread.
Boy, I love the ending yesterday. As we're living for Christ until he comes again, it says to him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. Can I just take that word amen just for a moment? Now, I read it yesterday, but I want to read it again. Living under the eye of God, this glorious Savior who is eternal, whose dominion and authority is forever and ever, and that you are confessing that, and you are confessing him, and you are filling your life with him so that Satan doesn't have an opportunity to fill your life with disobedience and that which is destructive to our witness, our testimony, and our joy in the Lord. And then he puts this phrase, though, as you live under the eye of God, this one sovereign of sovereigns, Lord of lords, one in whom there is no one like him, unapproachable, yet you shall see him in his glorified body when he comes again for you. Then he puts this word, amen. Amen. And I would convey that word to you today. May I encourage you to engage in worship with the amen. When the preacher preaches truth that affirms the majesty of Christ and the glory of the gospel and faithful to the word, that's a way you can preach at the same time. Amen. That means so be it forever. Amen ought to fill the air of gathered worship by the people of God as they have this great privilege to either affirm it, amen, or to celebrate it, hallelujah, that we have those God-given words to participate in the majesty and glory of Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now here's what else he says. As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. Now they are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life eternal. Well, just a couple of thoughts on this. Those who are rich, now we call poverty here something that would be called rich in other segments of society, but here is this unbelievable access to all of these material things, and the question is, are you putting your hope and joy in them, or are you putting your hope and joy in the Lord? Those of us who have resources in this present age, don't be haughty. Don't fix your hope on it. Don't commit idolatry. Don't live in adoration of those things. Do you know when Jesus says it's harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom than it is for a camel to go through the eye of a needle? Do you know what he's referring to? Here's what he's referring to. Poor people many times will be more apt to listen to the gospel because they don't have the isolation and insulation of resources and have bought whatever they needed and think they can even buy salvation or think they don't need salvation because of their finances. And that's why rich, many times, it's harder for them to see their need of grace, that you cannot save yourself. You can't purchase it. You can't buy it. You need the grace of the Lord Jesus, and you need to see yourself poverty-stricken spiritually. It's hard to do that. But he says, here's what you can do. You can not only see that you're in need of a Savior, but here's something else you can do. You can also confess Jesus as Lord and Savior and do good and be rich. Not in the things of this world. Use the resources to be rich in good works. And then he says, secondly, use your resources to be generous. Thirdly, use your resources to share with others who are in need. Fourthly, use your resources to store up treasure for yourself as a good foundation for the future, and so that you may take hold of eternal life. Live out your eternal life now by using the resources, and that includes the finances that God has given to you. Live it out. Take hold of it and use it for the glory of God. As one guy said about riches, he said, you can't take it with you. You come into the world with nothing, you go out with nothing. You can't take it with you. But while you're here, you can send some on ahead. In other words, you can store up the treasures of glory by the use of the treasures of this world while you're here. Be a good steward. That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.